Thursday night football coming up. Phil Sims at Jaguars practice today, getting ready for Titans-Jaguars at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with John Osier. Let's get to the biggest story, of course, this week. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles officially questionable for this game. We knew that earlier in the week. What do you think here?
Well, and it's really the only story, right? But it sounds like he's maybe a little less than questionable. I don't think he's questionable in Blake Bortles' mind, but he certainly seems to be questionable in Gus Bradley's mind to this extent. He'll come here tomorrow night with all the other questionable guys. Sounds like he'll work out. Everything with Gus's tone today sort of points to Blake Bortles' playing, but it's still a wait and see. They want to make sure that he's ready to go.
What's the balance here of making him play and or letting him play and play the next two games to injuring it further? Is there a chance of that?
Well, if that was the case, then I can't believe that he would play, because right now he needs to not be injured going into the off season. He needs that full off season. So if there was any risk of that, it's just, you know, I just don't think there's any way they'd put him out there.
Short week, a lot to get in a few days, but ready or not, Thursday night football's here.
It's coming fast.
That's right. The Jaguars have meetings at the team hotel coming up tomorrow. We'll have Jags of the Round Table tomorrow right here on Jaguars.com and live warm-ups coverage 45 minutes before the kick. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.